Touchstone Viewpoint Placement Testing Program. This placement testing program is part of the Touchstone Viewpoint series by Michael McCarthy, Jan McCartan, and Helen Sandiford. This audio program contains recordings that correspond to the listening section of Touchstone Viewpoint Objective Placement Test C, published by Cambridge University Press. This recording is copyrighted. Section 1. Listening. In this section of the test, you will hear conversations and answer some questions about them. For each conversation, first read the situation and the question or questions. Then listen to the conversation. Answer the questions after you hear the conversation. Respond to the questions by marking the correct answer, A, B, C, or D, on your answer sheet. Read the example situation and question. Now, listen to the example conversation. Harry invites his coworker Mandy to go out for lunch.
So, Mandy, are you busy at lunchtime today?
No, not really. Why?
A few of us are going to Tony's Cafe. Would you like to join us?
Well, I usually go home for lunch, but lunch at Tony's sounds good. I'd love to go, Harry. Thanks.
Fantastic. See you later.
Now, answer the example question. The answer for the example is C, is going out for lunch. The letter C is filled in on your answer sheet. Now go on to page 3. Read situation 1 and the question. Now listen to the conversation. Mr. Chan is asking Nancy about her classmates.
Where are Lee and Dana? Are they here today, Nancy?
They're not in class, Mr. Chan. Lee's at work, and Dana's in the cafeteria.
And Marianne? Where is she?
She's not here. She's in the library.
Now, answer question 1. Read situation 2 and the question. Now listen to the conversation. Angela is asking Jerry about his free time.
So, Jerry, what do you do in your free time?
Well, I don't have a lot of free time, Angela. I take classes and I have a part-time job.
Oh, where do you work?
At a gym near my house.
Really? Do you work on the weekends?
No, I usually work on Mondays and Wednesdays, in the evening.
Now, answer question 2. Read situation 3 and the question. Now listen to the conversation. Linda and Mark are talking on the phone.
Hello?
Hi, Mark. It's Linda. What are you doing?
Hey, not much. Just writing emails.
Well, do you want to go shopping with me on the weekend?
Shopping? I love shopping. But I can't go this weekend. I can go on Thursday.
Thursday's okay. I'm going to go skiing soon, and I need to buy a jacket.
Well, I was at the sports spot yesterday. A lot of things are on sale.
You went to the mall yesterday? You do love to shop. And I do, too.
Now, Answer question 3. Read situation 4 and the questions. Now listen to the conversation. Keith and Laura are talking about their habits.
I'm really stressed these days. What do you do to relax, Laura?
Well, I run.
Really? How often do you go running?
Sometimes every morning, but usually 4 or 5 times a week. I love to exercise.
Gosh, that's a lot. Maybe that's my problem. I'm not exercising at all these days. I'm not going to the gym or anything.
That's really bad, Keith.
I know, but I'm going to start working out and stop eating junk food.
I have an idea. I'm going to join an exercise class next week. Come with me.
Okay, good idea. I don't enjoy exercising, but I really have to get in shape.
Now, answer questions 4 and 5. Now go on to page 4. Read situation 5 and the questions. Now listen to the conversation. Julie is telling Alan about her day.
You look really annoyed, Julie. What's wrong?
Oh, Alan. I had an important meeting this morning to talk about my promotion, and I got there late.
Are you serious? That's not good. What happened?
Well, I stopped for breakfast at a coffee shop near the office. See, I had some extra time because I took an early train.
So what happened?
Well, I was eating breakfast, and an old friend of mine came in. She sat down, and we started talking. You know, catching up.
That's nice.
Yes, but I wasn't paying attention to the time, and when I looked at my watch, I was already 10 minutes late for the meeting.
Well, you know, maybe you'll get your promotion anyway.
Now, answer questions 6 and 7. Read situation 6 and the questions. Now listen to one half of a conversation on the phone. Bobby is talking to May on his cell phone about a trip.
Hi, May. It's Bobby. How's it going? Hey, have you ever been to Hawaii? My cousin and I might go, but we haven't made any plans. You've been there? Cool. No, I haven't traveled much at all. Well, my cousin and I went to Puerto Rico once. So, tell me about Hawaii. Yeah, I hear Mount Kilauea is fantastic. Did you know it's the most active volcano on Earth? And it has the most visitors. Yeah, I've always wanted to see it, but I don't want to get too close. Oh, I've got to go. Nice talking to you too. Bye.
Now, answer questions 8 and 9. Read situation 7 and the questions. Now listen to the conversation. Joey is helping Emma with her new MP3 player.
Can you help me, Joey? This MP3 player is driving me crazy. I can't figure out how to turn it up.
Let me show you what to do, Emma. Just turn this dial to the right. See? Hey, this is a great MP3 player. When did you get it?
Last Friday at E-Mart. I was tired of listening to the radio at home.
How much was it? Or is that an annoying question?
Not at all. It wasn't very expensive. I can't remember exactly. So, what have you been up to these days, Joey?
Well, actually, I've decided to quit my job.
You're kidding. I bet that's disappointing for your boss. You've been working there for a long time.
Yeah, since I graduated from college, almost 10 years. But it stopped being exciting a couple of years ago. That's why I'm leaving. My last day will be July 4th, Independence Day.
Now, answer questions 10, 11, and 12. Now go on to page 5. Read situation 8 and the questions. Now listen to the conversation. John and Lara are talking about John's experience in another country.
Hey, Lara, I just read a fascinating article. It talks about things that are okay to do in some cultures and not okay in others.
I don't know much about that kind of thing. I've never traveled outside this country.
Traveling helps a lot. Actually, I had never left Canada until I went to study in France, a few months after my 20th birthday. That was a really long time ago.
Where else have you been?
I spent 2 years in Japan a few years ago. When I first got there, I had a very embarrassing experience.
What happened?
Well, one night, I went to a restaurant with some people I met. Everyone ate with chopsticks, of course. When we finished eating, I crossed my chopsticks and left them on my empty plate. Later, a friend told me that putting one chopstick on top of the other that way has a very negative meaning. And what really upset me was that I should have remembered that. I read an article about Japanese culture that said you aren't supposed to do that.
Now, answer questions 13, 14, and 15. Now go on to page 6. Read situation 9 and the questions. Now listen to the conversation. Beth is asking Louise for some career advice.
Hi, Beth. I just heard that you're graduating this year, and with a major in communications. Congratulations!
Yeah, finally. I can't believe it took me 6 years. I started as a history major, but I switched to communications in my second year. Maybe I shouldn't have changed majors.
Well, at least you changed to something that sounds really practical.
That's true. But now I'm being encouraged to go to graduate school for a degree in business. I'm just not sure I want to do that. You went to graduate school, didn't you, Louise?
I did. And not only did I do well, but I also enjoyed grad school. Too bad I'm not using my degree in education at all.
You're not? What are you doing instead?
I ended up doing something very different from teaching. I got a job as an editor at a publishing company, and you know, after almost 5 years, I still love it.
Good for you. You're lucky to have found something you like. What I'm most afraid of is ending up in a job that I hate.
Well, if you spend another 2 years in grad school, you will have spent a total of 20 years in school, as long as I did. Do you really want to do that?
I don't think so. What I really want to do is join the real world. I'm tired of school. I think I'm going to look for a job in communications as soon as I graduate. My parents may be disappointed if I don't get a business degree, but they'll understand.
You know, that sounds like a terrific plan. That's what I should have done.
Now, answer questions 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. This is the end of the listening section of Objective Placement Test C. Now go on to page 7 and begin the reading section.